Come and explore the inner world of being human with me. This is the Inner Space Explorer podcast with Tarure Gatere. When I was about 10 or 11 years old, I remember my mom walking into our living room and she had this really determined look on her face. She walked over to the mantle that sat above our fireplace that never worked. And she placed something on the mantle and went and sat at her usual seat. And when I looked up at what she had placed, it was this plaque that said, "The best man for the job is a woman." If you ask my mom if she's a feminist, she'll probably say no. And I think it's just because of the context that she exists in. It's her spirituality and the culture that she's been brought up in didn't really allow for feminism. But my mom really had some strong feminist traits with us. I grew up in a house full of girls and I never felt like there was something that I couldn't do. There were other issues in that home that tore down my self-worth, but being a woman was never one of them. In fact, I remember so many messages coming from my mother that I could be anything that I wanted to be. My father made me feel the same way. So another message that I received from my mom was this idea of the difference between a strong woman and a woman of strength. According to my mother, both a strong woman and a woman of strength have met some resistance in the world for existing. They have met judgment, they have met criticism, but the difference in the way that they deal with it is what separates them. So she says that a strong woman will fight, will use brute force, will meet the world with aggression, and will continue to fight for her place in the world because she doesn't trust herself. She's become so hardened that she becomes brittle and breaks easily. She's emotionally volatile and can crumble easily when met with criticism and judgment. A woman of strength, on the other hand, has embraced all the different facets of her personality. She understands that she is strong and sometimes needs to stand up and be big and use force in the world, but she also knows that she doesn't have to fight all the time. She can be soft and gentle. She can be a nurturer. She can bend when she needs to. She's flexible. She can compromise. And she understands that she doesn't have to meet the world with brute force. And that, in fact, if she does, then she can break. And my mom would present these two options and say, it's better to be a woman of strength. Now, I have shared very vulnerably on the internet for very many years. It's been almost a decade, I think, of me being open about the struggles that I faced, the issues that I've had, the choices that I make. And a lot of times I get met with people resonating with my story, with people saying that they understand me, that I'm speaking something that they haven't had the courage to do, that they feel the things that I feel. And sometimes I'm met with a lot of judgment and criticism. A lot of it. Part of me being authentic is telling my story. And it's not always easy. And recently, this year, I feel like it's been a month or two by now, I'm not certain, but I shared a picture on Twitter and had a lot of trolls coming, talking about my breasts in a very disrespectful way. It hurt my feelings and I deactivated from the internet and I trended for I don't even know how long. And it was weird. It was a very strange experience for me. I had removed myself because I knew that I didn't want to subject myself to that level of negativity. I've worked on myself for some time, so I know what my triggers are and I know what's worth it for me to expose myself to, and that negativity just didn't seem like it was worth it. My personal life was completely untouched, apart from people calling and checking in with me and sending gifts and sending love and just making sure that I'm okay. I went to work as I usually do. I came home, I made my meals. Like, there was nothing that was touched in my personal life. As people were reaching out to me, I kept getting these well-meaning messages from people where they would be like, you need to know what to share on the internet. You need to know that on Twitter you don't share this, and you need to know that on Instagram you can share this, and maybe just dial back a bit. And the truth is, I was also having those conversations with myself, understanding what my boundaries are about the things that I want to share from now on, because there's a level of attention sometimes that can be so overwhelming. If you put yourself out there, then you give people the opportunity to give their feedback back to you, right? And there was also this message that I was receiving from different people, which was like, toughen up, you know, harden, grow a thick skin, so that if people have this kind of feedback for you, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't impact you, doesn't touch your heart, doesn't hurt your feelings. With that, like, I admire the fuck out of people who can stand toe to toe with trolls and just be like, you know, just go at it with them. I admire it. I've watched it happen a few times on Twitter, and I marvel at people, because I am not that kind of person. I don't have the ability to respond like that, and I do not tear, like, insults for me, it's just, they don't come to me. I'm the kind of person who later on will be in the shower remembering things and being like, oh my God, I should have said this, you know? So I admire people who are able to do that so much. There's a big chunk of my life that I lived in pain, but because of how debilitating this pain was, I would pray to be numb. And there were times when I tried to harden myself and toughen up. And I realized that it just doesn't work for me, because the minute that I harden, the minute that I try and shut out pain, I also shut out joy. When I try to harden myself, I become numb to the magic of life. And for me, the magic of life is something that I need to exist. I need it to be here. I need it. Shutting down, hardening is never an option. And I've realized that whenever I try to, I turn into a strong woman and I become brittle. Understanding that there are parts of me that are sensitive, that sometimes people are going to say things that hurt me, but then having skills to deal with that feels like more valuable to me. And I'm going to use a word that has some negativity these days, and I understand why, because it's been used to glorify suffering. But for me, resilience is a quality that's more valuable to me than being tough. And for me, resilience means the ability to be able to process through any pain and any negative feelings that come up for me, any hurt that I feel, to be able to process through that and still maintain my inner stability. I'm interested in being authentically me. I just gave myself the grace to know that it's not always going to be perfect. I'm not always going to say the perfect thing at the perfect time, and it's okay. I'm going to mess up, and it's okay. People are going to think I'm annoying, and it's okay. People are going to have their opinions about me, and it's okay. I can't control that. The only thing that I can control is the way that I'm showing up in the world, and that's all that matters to me. And as I wrap this up, I want to share something that I read in Brené Brown's book, The Gifts of Imperfection. I'm in a book club reading this book, which is so exciting to me. This is my first time in a book club, and it's so much fun. But there's a chapter that she has on authenticity. It's under the chapter called Guidepost 1. Please read this book. It's really amazing. And she says, cruelty is cheap, easy, and rampant. When we go against the grain and put ourselves and our work out into the world, some people will feel threatened and they will go after what hurts the most. Our appearance, our lovability, and even our parenting. The problem is that when we don't care at all what people think and we're immune to hurt, we're also ineffective at connecting. Courage is telling our story, not being immune to criticism. Staying vulnerable is a risk we have to take if we want to experience connection. And she continues on later in the chapter. I think we should be born with a warning label similar to the ones that come on cigarette packages. Caution. If you trade in your authenticity for being liked, you may experience the following: anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, rage, blame, resentment, and inexplicable grief. Authenticity is not an easy journey. It's tough. Do you open up yourself to people's feedback? And it's not easy. It's not also easy on the people around you, because to be authentic, sometimes you have to stand against them and not fit into their ideals. But the downside of not being authentic is that you become sick. And that is how it has been in my life. Anytime I have stood against my authenticity, anytime I have traded in my authenticity for something else, like the approval of people and to fit in, I have ended up feeling so sad and so depressed. So for me, that's not worth it. And I don't think I'm ever going to stop being soft and sensitive. And I don't think my feelings are ever going to stop being hurt by cruelty. But I think that's okay. So that's it for this episode of The Inner Space Explorer. Thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to connect with me on my social media pages at innerspace.explorer on Instagram, at Tarure on Twitter, Tarure Gatere on Facebook, and I also have a YouTube channel under the name Inner Space Explorer, as well as a blog where I write some of my random thoughts, and that is on taruregatere.wordpress.com. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode, and I am sending you so much love. Please remember, above everybody else, you deserve your own unconditional love and acceptance. See you in the next episode.